Remember, it's not to you to kill anyone. This Hakim will kill, and he will not kill the handmaiden. He will kill the goldsmith, which is because the weak point of handmaiden is the goldsmith. Handmaiden is in love with the goldsmith. Therefore, goldsmith is my problem. This will get rid of it. That was the first one. Second story, elaboration on that, right? You see what I'm saying? And by the way, let's see this intelligence that you are so afraid of putting aside, because you think that's you. Whenever you talk about yourself, who you are talking about? Your intelligence, mainly. When you say me, what do you imagine? I could bet $500 that when you say me, you never imagine your toenails. Of course, if your toenail gets a fungi, you will try a lot. But normally, no, toenail is not me. Okay. Even my hand is not me. You're climbing towards the brain, right? Because you believed it. Do you know that your grandparents believed that it was reverse? The opposite, the exact opposite was the Egyptians. Egyptians thought that the heart is the thinking part, and the brain was useless. They drained it when they mummified all those big kings for the eternal life. The brain was drained out because it was no good. But the heart was kept in a separate jar because this was thinking. Go out and tell them, no, this is only a pump, and you could have even a plastic one that works better. What will happen? That will happen to you if I tell you that your brain is not thinking. It's a complex machine, which, yes, the main part is in your brain and extended in your back. All together. Does a magical thing. What? We don't know. Could we? I don't know. Maybe. One day. Not very far, I hope. I hope I'll be here one day. When they start to read this book we discovered. Genetic book. We'll decipher it. Be sure about that. And a couple of generations after us, they don't look like us. Thanks God. But we're talking about this moment, right? In this moment, that intelligence is the boss, right? Let's talk about it. How does that intelligence get its information? He said, look around you from the little microbial existence, all the living creatures, what they do? They have some sensories. These sensories will give them some information, then they compare this information and label something food and something else poison. That's what the intelligence is, right? He said, that's what you are. Like that parrot. Looking and comparing some similarities. Isn't that what you do? How do you do as a teacher? You compare the student to each other. And whenever they ask you about being unique, you assure them that each of them are unique. How could you compare a couple of unique things to each other? You let go of the idea of the uniqueness and all that. Because you cannot go that deep. Because if you appreciate and understand that in this universe, every single atom is unique, then comparison finished. Then you cannot work. Remember, so we don't say go and kill it because it is doing this, but understand that your intelligence goes for something in common, understandable and comparable between the two. That exception will be missed. Third, is the story of the intelligence that believes in. Your intelligence believes in what? Do I put you in a very difficult position to be dishonest? Your intelligence would what?
Survival.
What is survival? What is survival? This?
Eat,
don't be eaten.
Reproduce.
This is survival theory, right? Do you see the problem with this? What is the problem with this? It's dying. Me. Survival doesn't mean you survive. Means I survive. Me. That's how it feels with that intelligence, because your intelligence is you, or pretend to be you. And your intelligence actually is drawing the limit, the line, right? Where are you? I told you. Who are you? You don't think about your toes. But now I'm talking about it, your intelligence switch. No, toe is mine. Now the skin is yours, right? If I talk about the air, then you go to your human right, all that is yours. You expand or collapse, depending on what? Depending on opportunity and situation, because at the end of the day, intelligence is opportunist. It should be, because it's here to do that. Yes, it's survival. But has ever a dragon tried to help an ant to survive? Everybody's trying for self-survival, and that is problem. Why? Mathematically, who is mathematician here? No one. Pity. Because mathematics is lovely. When you think about it, you will understand the taste of it. Okay, I think about me. How do I think about me? How could I think about me? How could I draw the line around me? You tell me. How could I do that? How do you do that? You know you're you. Oh, I have never seen you looking at your hand and talking to me. I don't look at you. You look at us. You eliminate us, the remaining is you. How your definition of you is, let go of the rest of the universe, me. That's how me. Me is the illusion of a separation, which honestly doesn't exist. Now we understand it. In Jung's time they didn't, because in Jung's time there was not this science of ecology and all that. Now we know that we are a living creature and the ecosystem is living in our one. Take one part of each of them out, the rest will collapse, right? This is how we understand it now. This intelligent of you is thinking only of you, and that's it. The rest should be eliminated, negated. This is the story of two Jews, means two self-effort believers. The first king, we are there, right? The first king doesn't like the new ideas, which are not his. Is he very different from you? How do you like the atheists? Don't you prefer to somehow modify them, teach them, and if they resist, push them a little bit, and if not, force them to have the burqa? Because this is what it is, look at it. It's all the same. If you are different from me, you are wrong, not me. This is the first one. And it doesn't stop like that. I don't like you, so I try to eliminate you. He's trying to kill Christians, right? And all that went back to this intelligence, because this intelligence, let's go back. In the prior story, we said this intelligence is what? Is doing what? Comparison only, right? In this story, he compares me and not me. And I want to kill that not me. Why? There is a feeling there. We talked about that, and today we start from that, and we have to come back to that again and again. Because you know that animal intelligence doesn't necessarily think. First is a feeling. Fear of that. Fear of this, fear of that, right? You have a lot of different emotion in you. One of them is the main tool of your intelligence to ruin your life. What is it?
Jealousy.
Talked about that. Because of comparison. You compare yourself with someone. If that someone is better than you, you become jealous. You don't feel good. And at the end of the day, it will develop to a sickness, a mental disease, especially to us. Because remember, one of the things that I advocate here a lot is art. Because the only thing I know that we know about God is it's beautiful, that's it. So beauty and beautification is the main process for us, right? Now, let's go back to the jealousy. Jealousy is a state of being that you're looking at something good, but you feel bad. If you look at something good, you should feel good, because that's the use of beauty, right? But you look at someone who is much more beauty than you, then try to ruin that fellow. Because creating is not as easy as demolishing, ruining. Ruining is easy. Building up is difficult, right? Okay, I'm looking to someone, let's say I'm looking for my twin. Okay? And my twin is handsome, gorgeous, beautiful. What are my choices? Either become more beautiful or ruin him. Which one is easy, which one is difficult? To beautify myself, I have to work on myself a lot. What? One little splash of dirt will ruin all that beauty. You see how easy it is? Rumi said it's more than that. Remember, it's so stupid that you don't actually splash the dirt over the other fellow, because other fellow is not in your control. You will do it to yourself. You ruin your senses. And he insisted last time that you have two senses which have priorities in a way. Because you're far from the goal, you need the smell, right? And your ear. Because you're far, you cannot see. But you could hear and you could smell. About this hearing and smell, Rumi talks a lot. He correctly started his book with listen. Frequently we say, you're not listening. Oh, shame on you if you don't listen. Do you remember when I stopped? He said, oh, this is the juice of life. Good for you if you're listening. Because this is what it is. This is about the listening. About the smell, he will not give you examples. He will talk about the smell. But Some of you will start to say,